Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, I'm at Combined Community Services with Randy Polston and Amy Pitt. Welcome, guys.
Scott, it's always great to see you walk through our door. Very, very happy that you're out here.
Yes, so excited.
Well, it's always great to be here, and I came on a Tuesday morning, so it was awesome to join you in your morning prayers. Thank you so much for doing that, and thank you for all you guys do for our community. I mean, I don't know what we'd do without you guys.
Thank you, Scott. Really appreciate that.
Yes.
Now, Amy, you've been involved in something here for a long, long, even before you were an employee of Combined Community Services.
Yeah, it's 28 years this year.
And what is that?
Tools for School.
Tools for School.
So it is a school supplies drive. And years ago, it used to be called Christmas in July. And then we moved the event to August and had to change the name because you can't call it Christmas in July.
Right.
But then this year we have moved back to July. But we're staying at Tools for School.
Okay.
So it's a school supplies distribution and more.
Okay. And you say and more.
And
when I think of Tools for Schools, I think of backpacks with paper and scissors and pens and crayons.
Yes.
And
so we want to cover all of the Kosciuszko County students, and we do give them school supplies. We give out backpacks. We get lists from the school so we know what supplies are needed, and then we give according to grade. So they get to go down a line. It's kind of like trick-or-treating for school supplies.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Lots of fun. But then we also have a community room.
Okay.
And we invite anyone in the community that wants to hand out information pertinent to children. So we set up tables, and then the parents can go around to all of the tables and learn about services that are provided in our community. I would love to see churches come and give their, you know, Wednesday evening or their weekly evening children's programs, Sunday school, whatever. So that the parents know what's available out there.
That's great, because our county is so philanthropic, and there's so many nonprofits and so many people that want to help. But yeah, it's just there's so many, you can't keep track of all of them.
Right. So we're like kind of like CCS is. We are a warehouse of community resources, and we take that and put it all in one building. And we'll have many entities there. The radio station will also be there too. And we will have BrightPoint will be there. Healthy Families will be there. All of these community resources coming in and can actually sign you up. And so we do that. And then there's a lot of things with the school system too.
You know, Scott, one of the things that I've always shared is that it takes a village. And my first year here, when I joined the family here at CCS, I talked with Dr. Hofford at that time about what it would take to bring the school into this event, Tools for School,
right,
and get them involved as well. And Dr. Hofford jumped at the chance. And so basically what we end up doing, we do this. We open our door on that day for all the county school corporations.
So you cover the entire county.
Kosciuszko County, right. Wow. And Dr. Hofford, when he jumped at this, he offered the STEM bus to come out on that day
so
children and family can go through the STEM bus. But he also saw this as an opportunity to make sure they had iPads available out there so that they could talk with the parents. Have you registered your child? What school corporation do they go to? Mm-hmm. So any Warsaw students that have not registered yet by July 26th this year, they'll register them right on the spot.
Oh, wow.
And again, we've opened this up to area schools in Kosciuszko County. I think last year we had Tippy Valley there doing the same thing, Lakeland Christian Academy. And so again, we offer this to any of the county schools if they want to come out here and be a part of this as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Yeah. It's all hands on deck that day.
Also homeschoolers.
Okay.
I mean, they need school supplies too.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Any student in Kosciuszko County, however you are schooling, grades kindergarten through 12th grade.
Kindergarten through 12th
we
grade.
We will have supplies for you, and then all of the community information also. We try to hand out popsicles.
Nice.
There might be a cornhole game or two, too, just to be playing. And then the haircuts.
Yes.
Haircuts.
Wow. So, you know, what we really want is we want these kids to be excited.
Yes.
To get back into learning, however that is for them that they are learning.
Mm-hmm.
So we want them to come and get the supplies that they need, supplies that are for them that look like everybody else's supplies in the room. And so when they walk into the classroom, they feel prepared. And part of that is a haircut, you know, it's the outfit or it's the haircut.
Sure.
And you're walking in feeling good about yourself.
Oh, that first day of school.
And looking good.
Very important.
Oh, yeah. Looking good. So, you know, getting them in the room and getting them excited about going back. So it's a fun fair atmosphere.
Okay.
Last year we had two volunteers that did the haircuts. We had a line. And so we were talking this year. Ben Barkey at the Career Center, Warsaw Community Schools, has started the cosmetology program.
Right.
And so long story short, he's going to talk to some of his students and try to provide a couple of the students throughout the day to help out, so we didn't have quite a line, and to get these haircuts. And what a great experience for those students, but also taking care of that need.
Right. Yeah, we just recently went on a tour of that facility. It's amazing.
Perfect. Yep. Perfect.
And since I'm with the Chamber of Commerce, we do have this giant 3-foot golden scissors.
Yes, that's right.
I offered to cut hair, but they didn't take me up on it.
They didn't take that up? Oh, okay.
We might not either, Scott. Yeah.
Okay. Shoot. Well, you see what happened to my hair. So this is the 28th year.
28 years.
That's
yes.
awesome. And tell me again, what's the date and what is are the hours?
Okay, so July 26th. It's a Wednesday, July 26th. We open at 9:00. We're open until 3:00, and we park out in the parking lot because it is a fun fair. Atmosphere, and we have kids running everywhere, so we just don't want cars driving through at that time. So you park out in the parking lot. They come in the south end of the building. And we just, it's a line. You just go through the building and then enter or exit, I mean, the north end of the building.
Okay, and you probably said this already, but where is this?
The Kosciuszko Community Fairgrounds.
Kosciuszko Fairgrounds. Okay.
Yes.
I would have, everybody would have shown up at CCS.
Oh, yeah. We can't. Well, we do about 1,700 children that day for school supplies.
Children.
And then we have a surplus, so we send those directly into schools.
Okay.
To cover more children in the schools also. So, yeah, we couldn't do that here at our building. And I'm very grateful that the Kosciuszko Fair Board has donated that building every year for 28 years.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And they support the kids in this county. Like, I mean, it's amazing to me, the support that they give.
You know, and Amy, I just have to put a plug in here. I've nicknamed her Queen of Tools for School. I mean, she's been doing it so long. She knows exactly what needs to be done, and she's in there spearheading the entire effort. And to see the volunteers on that day, that she's able to get people and students as well, kids that want to be there with their parents to help volunteer, standing behind those tables, and everything is organized. She already talked about it. She briefly said by grade level, but I'm going to tell you, the effort that goes in and the hours that goes in to get everything organized like that, and the whole process, when the families come in, they go right down the line, like you said, trick-or-treating for school supplies, and they get everything that they need for that particular grade level, and it's just a phenomenal effort on Amy's part and all the volunteers.
She did mention the
surplus. As we're getting closer to that 3:00 time period, she gets the volunteers organized to start breaking everything apart and setting it in by schools. And then I get a hold of the elementary principals, and now's the time to come on in here. And they all take advantage of it because they're able to pick up the surplus, take them back to the schools, and they all have school supply rooms or closets, and they are able to use that throughout the year with everything that we've had. So
one of the questions that we get most often is intake. Like, what documentation do I need to bring? How do I? So we do a really simple intake as they come in the building. A photo ID would be nice if they have that. And we don't need a lot of documentation. We just need to know who your children are. So pretty much the questions we're going to ask, they should be able to verbally answer and give us a photo ID.
That's amazing.
It is.
And so sorry, my phone is...
Oh, that's okay. It gives us some background.
Yes.
So I have a question. Where do you get all these supplies from? Do you collect these all year round, or?
We do. We get it. We often get in supplies all year round, because then we keep a little surplus back here too, mm-hmm. so that when we have students come in throughout the year, we're giving those away. Mm-hmm. But we do fundraising for this. It takes a lot to do 1,700 kids and then to send them in. So Meyer has always been one of our biggest supporters. Meyer has been wonderful. Mm-hmm. But we get our book bags through, I'm not even sure how to say the end. There's no entity. It's kind of Steve Foster.
Steve Foster.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Yes, thanks, Steve. He's done a lot of work in some orphanages out of country.
Wow.
And he found avenues of getting book bags to take to the orphanages with him. And one year I was at Ace Hardware and we were just talking and mm-hmm. I said, can you do that for us too? And of course he's on CCS board.
At that time, yes.
So he has us hooked up with a great backpack supplier and they're super nice backpacks.
Top quality backpacks.
Yes. Yeah. And we can get those for like $3, a little over $3 a bag.
Wow.
I mean, so monetary donations are really appreciated. Mm-hmm. Those come from individuals. Those mm-hmm. come from companies. Mm-hmm. Those can come from anywhere. Mm-hmm. Those could come from you, Scott.
And you can, yes. I'm a big supporter of you guys.
Yes.
And you guys would gladly probably take some more donations, monetary donations.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, being
absolutely.
A not-for-profit, we can stretch that dollar a little mm-hmm. bit further because okay. we don't have to pay taxes on those.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like Steve finagles and gets us free shipping even.
Nice.
I think they're shipped to his driveway sometimes.
Yeah, wheel and deal. Yep.
Yeah, awesome. Wheel and deal.
Wheel and dealer.
Yeah, so any type of school supplies, any type of monetary donation,
okay.
that is what is needed. And we're right in the midst of that right now.
Well, how do people get in touch with you if they have questions?
So I've always put out my personal cell phone number. It's been on the front page of the Times Union for 30 years. So my number is 574-265-4179. Or they can even call us here at Combined Community Services. It's 574-269-6019. Mm-hmm. And the front desk will just channel you in the direction that is needed.
Cool. Thank you guys for all you do. You guys truly are Combined Community Services.
Amen.
Yes. The title says it all.
Yep. So that date again is at the Kosciuszko County Fairgrounds, July 26th, Wednesday from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Perfect.
Great.
Looking
Thank
forward
you so
to
much.
It. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.